Hello, welcome to The Musics in Japan,
a conversational podcast about daily life for an American couple living long-term in Japan.
So I know we start off every episode with usually I've been thinking about, but if I talked about what I usually, not usually,
lately.
Yeah,
You're discombobulated. Why are you so discombobulated?
Because we're in beautiful Hakone and oh my gosh, I have been replenished by the mountain wind. Oh my gosh, it has been so hot and so miserable in Nagoya for the month of August. And I think you and I both did an amazing job of not puking that misery out onto the airwaves every week. It was hard.
Yes.
It was hard to be pleasant. I did not feel like myself at all in the month of August.
Yeah, it was very hot.
So for me, the month of August is a trippy thing. We're mostly going to be talking about Hakone because, hello, we're in Hakone. But I do want to talk a little bit about the month of August for me. So the month of August for me is a trippy month business-wise because about mid-January, I am notified of who's going to be out of town in August and who's going to be in town for August. And so that means anywhere between 5 to 20 clients can go out of town and be gone for 5 weeks. And that has a huge change in income for me. So in mid-July, I'm hit with a hereditary corporal porphyria attack and a lupus attack, and they both attack me at the same time and just kind of ping pong back and forth between flares. So for me, I'm just in a constant state of flare for 6 weeks. And this year, it was a full 8 weeks that I was in flare. And it's just miserable. And lucky for me, it's very fortunate. And thank you to all of my clients. Love all of you. I have a whole group of new clients. And so now I have the stress of, okay, how am I going to balance everybody coming back in town with the new clients that I picked up in August because I had space because they were out of town. And so I always kind of judge it with, like, if you're going out of town and you don't book an appointment for the week that you're coming back in town, you lose your time spot. And I tell everybody that if you have a specific time slot that you're in love with, you need to give me that anchor appointment because then I can let people know, hey, this can't be your regular spot. Well, what would you want to be a regular spot and all of that? And for the ones that didn't, I already have clients coming back in town. Like, where'd my spot go? I'm like, well, you accept
appointments years in advance, literally years in advance. So.
Yes. Like my Tuesdays and Wednesdays are booked through 2020. So, and when I say through 2020, I mean through the end of 2020. So when I tell people this, I don't know what they're thinking when I say that. Like, I don't know if they believe me or not.
I don't know.
So lately what I've been thinking about is how hard my life is.
And then today shook you up.
Yes, because we got on a train, and so weird, quirky thing about me, you planned the most amazing vacations for us, and I always want to cancel them.
Always, yes. The day before, a couple days before.
Yeah, so like, even this morning, I was talking smack about canceling.
Yeah, even though at this point, the hotel was non-refundable.
Yeah, and we already had our train tickets and everything. So we live in Nagoya. For those who aren't familiar with Japanese geography, and Chad's the better one when it comes to geography, so hit us. Where are we? Where's Hakone?
Hakone is in Kanagawa Prefecture, just south of Mount Fuji.
Okay, and where's Nagoya?
So Nagoya is in Aichi Prefecture. So if you think of the main island, Honshu, of Japan as a banana, Nagoya is right in the middle of the banana.
Yeah.
The area we're in is also called Chubu, which literally means central region.
Yeah.
Or Chugoku, which also means central country, center of the country.
Yeah.
So every way that it's described, the region we live in is called the center of the country.
Yes.
Geographically.
Yes.
And then Hakone is east of Nagoya and kind of southwest of Tokyo. So
is it northeast or just dead east?
It's a little bit northeast.
Yeah, because I think of it as northeast.
Yeah, we're not quite on the coast anymore. So if we went to Shizuoka, that's more on the coast.
And so it was a 2-hour train ride by bullet train, which is the Shinkansen.
Right. So because we stopped at a lot of places, so the fastest way to get from Nagoya to Hakone is only 70 minutes, but that only runs a couple of times a day.
Yes. And the reason that we didn't book the fastest way is because you have to then get on a 40-minute bus ride to get to our hotel.
And that only leaves once a day, so we would have been standing in the heat at Odawara
Oh
for an hour and a half.
my goodness. You are just like so this week, Chad's been having this thing of like, it's such a low bar for me being a good husband. No. Hair blown back, socks shot off, mind blown, overwhelmed, gushing love. We're riding on the bus, and he says, "Hey babe," taps me on the shoulders. I turn and look at him, and there is literally a sea of crystal trees glinting in the sun. It was like the most beautiful thing I have seen in forever.
Yeah, so that is actually the Venetian Glass Museum here in Hakone. So we're going to go visit that while we're here.
But you didn't tell me about it, and you know, like, that's my jam.
Oh yeah, it's glass pottery, that kind of
Yeah.
artisanal things. Not in the craft beer sense, but in the sense of artisans make these things.
Yeah, so you kept it a secret so that you could surprise me with it.
Yes.
You know how hard that is to do, to like know that you've got something on someone's taste bud who's having like a horrible week. And then earlier this week, I called you up and I said, "Make my day better." By the time I get home, make my day better. And I came home to the most beautifully decorated card. It had like these beautiful stickers on it. And when you opened it up, you had written things about me that you love. And then when I opened the card up, there was a beautiful poem that you had written me about why you love me. And that was really beautiful. And you had done the dishes. Like, come on. That's not a low bar.
Well, and don't forget, I had bought you microfibers.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. You bought me microfibers. Okay. Y'all don't know. So I came out a few weeks ago as somebody who has never put soap on their glasses. When that person was like, I forget who it was that tweeted, "If you don't put soap on your glasses, you're a barbarian." And I'm like, that's me. I'm a barbarian. And my microfibers reflect that I'm a barbarian because they're filthy. And so they can't even clean my glasses anymore. So I came home to microfibers because I thought that my vision was getting worse because my glasses were so dirty.
Yeah, these are reading glasses.
Yeah, my reading glasses. And so when I cleaned them with the new microfibers, I was like, oh, I don't need a new prescription. I need to put soap on my glasses. I'm so nasty. I came out on Twitter a long time ago as just like a complete piglet. I'm just complete like pig pen messy girl. Don't care.
Well, but I had a pair of glasses, old glasses, not the ones I currently have, that were tinted, and when I put soap on them, it delaminated the film. The blue film came off of it.
Yeah.
Because I always wear blue glasses. That's kind of my thing. So I was very wary of putting soap on glasses. Like, I feel like that could ruin them.
But back to gorgeous Hakone.
Yes.
So you are so good at planning trips that you even surprised yourself, hit the folks with your surprise. Because right after the Venetian Glass Museum, what did we see?
The Little Prince Museum, which when I saw it, I remembered that it was here, but I had totally forgotten about it.
So this is like, there are very few benefits to your epilepsy and your bad memory. But this is like one of the bonuses of it. Because like when you plan a trip, you're so beautiful and so loving that for me, the thing is water and mountains.
Yeah.
And I love being in the clouds. I'm like literally right now, I'm looking beyond my husband's beautiful face out our window and it's clouds. We are literally in the clouds, green, lush hillside, tons of trees. Take your breath away, like stood outside on the balcony, mountain breeze just blowing, and it was blowing hard enough that it was like you could hear it, it's audible. And it was just like,
Well, the bus ride here, there were some hills, foothills covered in grass, and the wind was such that the foothills weren't all just, the grass wasn't all just one direction. It was like swirling around.
Yeah.
So I think of it as like in that movie, the M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Arrival, when there's like things moving through the grass.
You thought of The Arrival and I thought of Nausicaa.
Okay, yeah, Nausicaa is better because Nausicaa is what it actually looks like. But just how wild it is and like it's going all different directions. It looks like there's animals running through it just because of how it's moving. It was like that. I couldn't get a good film of it. but this is probably the most beautiful place I've been in a lot of years.
Yes, we filmed it with our eyes.
Yes, we did.
And kept it in our hearts. So, trip on this. This week, if you guys are following us on the gram, so we've got here today, and today is Monday. We're going to be here for how many days?
6 days. Well, 7 days, 6 nights.
Yeah. So every day there's going to be new pictures on our Instagram. I know we are such bad Instagrammers, but like, hey, hit up our back catalog and you'll know why.
Yeah. So Christopher is committed to these pictures.
I've committed. I want to share this with you guys. I really do, because I just absolutely love everyone that we interact with. All the comments that you guys send us, all the tweets and messages you send us, I really feel like this is an intimate podcast and I feel connected to all of you guys. So thank you so much for listening every week. And I want to share this with you. I'm super excited and it's super beautiful. And if you ever come to Japan, absolutely put Hakone on your list. So today on Instagram Monday, if you check out our Monday feed, there'll be a picture of our room. And I'm not sure if I'm going to do the hills or not. I have to see how I feel and I don't know. I don't know how much I'm going to curate or how much I'm going to do.
Right.
But I can commit to at least one picture a day of the trip. And you guys will absolutely get a Venetian glass picture. And you guys will absolutely get a Little Prince picture. But for me, the most significant thing about Little Prince is it's your favorite book.
It is my favorite book, yes.
You've read it in how many languages now?
I have read it in English, Japanese, French, and German.
That's dedication.
Yes.
That's like serious, like love of a book.
Yeah. Well, and it's simple language too. So I feel like it's a really good gauge of how good I am at reading languages. And I never tire of the story and I know the story well. So I feel like it's really, I like reading it in multiple languages.
And I feel like such a bad wife because I've never read it. Yeah. But I have read, with the exception of the trauma book, I have read every book you've written.
Yeah.
And so if you want to know about the trauma book, hit up our archives. But
it doesn't.
It's a trauma book for a reason. That book was trauma. I read like a third of it and I was traumatized. I was shooketh.
You read like a tenth of it.
Okay. Yeah. It is traumatic and dealing with heavy content. But back to beautiful Hakone. So on the train ride here, I was really just enthralled and enraptured and head over heels in love with you, because one of the aspects of our marriage that I really value is how mature our marriage is. Because on the train right here, I had a bunch of reading that I needed to do for my PhD, and it was completely cool with you that I was doing the reading for my PhD and taking notes and doing everything I needed to do to clear this evening for us to spend time together. And I was so happy on my side of the street that I was able to enjoy the fact that you were texting with friends.
Yeah.
So shout out, guys. You know who you are. But we're not going to say any names because we don't have permission. But they're your guys. I think of them as your guys. So, hey, guys.
Yeah.
They'll know who they are when they listen to this.
Yes, they will.
And I hope that it's cool that I mentioned, like, that I'm giving you guys a shout out.
Oh, that's fine. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah. I've had some, like, I've interacted with one more or the other, but I've had positive interactions with both, and I think they're both lovely people. So I hope they don't mind, like, the semi-discreet. And I hope for everybody else it's not too cagey. But I have this thing, because I'm a therapist, you let everybody tell their own story.
Well, and I've been making friends on the internet for almost 30 years now, 27 years now. So for me, it's a normal thing to make friends on the internet.
Yes.
I was on the internet before there was a web, so.
Yeah. And how I know they're your peeps and like down with you is you sent them from the train a picture of a street instead of like all of this beautiful lush greenery. You're like, I'm going to take a picture of something that's interesting to me. And then like you showed me the picture and I was like, the street?
Yeah.
You're sending them that? And you're like, yeah. And then I went straight back to my reading. And so I was super happy that I was able to get through 5 articles on the train right here.
Mm, yeah.
And that like completely cleared my day. And we have such a mature, what I feel is a mature way of looking at vacation. You're not mandating that I don't do any work and I'm not mandating that you don't do any work. And so we're going to get up every day, eat breakfast, go out, enjoy Hakone, and then in the evening do the things that we need to do, because having these 10 days off from work, I'm able to really, I have 70 articles I need to get through.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, woohoo, 65 articles and 2 books to go.
Well, and Today's Monday. So if you're listening right when it drops, you're either listening on Wednesday or Thursday, depending on your time zone.
Yep. And depending on whether or not you're hitting up and getting that Patreon exclusive listen.
No, not for this one. This one.
It's too late?
It's too late. Because we ordinarily record episodes 2 weeks in advance.
Because they get to listen a week in advance. So, trip out. Okay, we're going to have to send you guys a special message because we changed the order. So, everyone at that level, we're going to send you a special message explaining when the pre-episode you listen to and figure out what to do about that.
Yeah. So that, you know, we'll work that out. But we're just so excited to be here. It's so unexpected.
Yes, it really is so much more beautiful and so much more relaxing than my wildest fantasy. And before, like, my most favorite place on earth doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And so my favorite place on earth was the Kealani Hotel in Hawaii on the Big Island.
No.
No, not on the Big Island?
On Maui.
Oh, on Maui.
Yeah, the Kealani Hotel on Maui. It still exists, but it's been bought by Fairmont, and it changed when it was bought by Fairmont.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Just like the first hotel that we ever went to away together to was the Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa in Sonoma, California, which was then bought by Fairmont Hotels. So yes. Every time we go somewhere nice.
And then the second place we went away was then bought by Fairmont Hotels.
Yeah.
Like, we have a history of finding really great, small, exclusive, really intimate hotels that then the Fairmont comes and swoops in on and takes away all the intimacy from. Although we have stayed at a lot of Fairmont hotels. So I'm not hating on the Fairmont.
Yeah. Well, and this is a Prince hotel. And Prince is a big chain. So I'm hopeful that Fairmont will not buy this place.
It's more likely that we're going to start the trend of the Prince Group buying hotels in Japan.
Yeah.
When we went to Takayama, was that a Prince hotel?
That was not a Prince hotel. I think we stayed at Marriott at Takayama.
Was it a Marriott?
I think so, yeah. So it's interesting, the pricing for hotels in Japan, and I know it's this way everywhere, but this is considered a 4-star hotel. Our room looks out over a golf course, but the nightly rate is the same.
The golf course is set in between our room and the hills that are covered in mist.
Yes. But the nightly...
You'll see it in the photos. Check out the gram.
To be crass, the nightly rate is the same as the nightly rate for a business hotel in Tokyo.
Why is that to be crass? A business hotel with small rooms where, like, you literally can sit on the bed and put your feet and arms out and, like...
Touch both walls?
Yes.
Yeah.
That smells of cigarette smoke. Reeks of cigarette smoke.
So here's why it's to be crass. Is because one of the second triumvirate in the Roman Empire, the guy named Crassus was part of it, and he was known for being extremely wealthy, and that's why he was part of the rulers. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the word crass comes from, is it refers to Crassus because he was always talking about how wealthy he was. So when you talk about money, it's crass.
Oh, okay. But we're not being flossy. This isn't... We're not staying in a suite. There's not two rooms.
No, we're not.
We have a nice room. We have a nice, reasonable room.
That's what I'm saying. It's
again, check out the gram. I'm so proud of myself that I'm gramming today. I'm like super, you guys are probably sick of me mentioning it already, but I'm like super proud of myself. We Instagrammed everything when we were in Spain.
Okay, thank you for saying Instagram, because I was like, any DEA agents who are listening to us, they're going to be like, what is Christopher doing? Is she sending secret messages? You're talking about Instagram here.
Yes, and we're the Musics on Instagram, right?
Yeah, we're the Musics in Japan.
We're the Musics in Japan?
Yeah, we're only the Musics. That's the only place we're not the Musics, because the Musics was already taken. So we're the Musics.
Oh, that's right.
Japan.
Yeah. That's right. So we're the Musics in Japan. And we're going to be tweeting it out, too. I think I'll tweet all of the pictures that I put on Instagram.
So, yeah.
Because we love our tweets. We love everyone who takes the time to listen to our stuff and read our stuff. So...
Yeah, so we're doing a speedy turnaround on this episode.
Yes.
Usually we take a week to turn it around for audio editing and transcription.
Yes.
And
luckily, our gorgeous, beautiful son, I called him up and I was like, can I ask you for the biggest favor in life? And he literally responded this way, what? Because he knew it was going to be something horrible because he's supposed to be on vacation while I'm on vacation. Mm. And he's already having to work 3 of the days that that we're gone just for on his own staff. And so he's going to be gorgeous and beautiful and get the transcripts out for this.
I mean, to get this vacation time, like people who follow us on Twitter already know this, but on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of last week, you worked 14-hour days every one of those days to fit in.
One of the days I worked 16 hours.
Okay, yeah. But you worked just monster days, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah.
To fit in everybody so that we could have this time on vacation. So I'm really appreciative of your efforts there to shift everybody around and fit everybody in. Because as a therapist, it's really hard for you to get vacation time.
It really is. And when I go back, as soon as I'm back, I'm doing 14-hour days again.
Yeah.
And so I'm really, really thankful to you that you know me so well and you pay attention to me, because I didn't do any of the planning for this trip. And so I feel like you set the bar really high for what love is and what affection and attention are.
See, and this is a conversation we've been having that you mentioned earlier, because I don't feel like the bar is that high. I feel like it's a pretty low bar.
Babe, you booked this for me 3.5 months ago.
Yeah.
That's a pretty high bar. You did the research. You found a city. You found a hotel. You found excursions and trips. Like, you planned every detail of this trip down to the... Well, I said, let's get the train tickets in advance, but down to booking the bus and all of that.
Oh, yeah, because they were serious. They would have turned us away from the bus.
Yes, they would have. We would have had no way to get here.
Yeah.
And then you also made reservations for dinner tonight. So, like, I didn't have to do anything but get up, get dressed, and leave this morning. So,
see, and I feel like maybe that's a high bar for a new relationship, but after 20-something years, you should know your person, like, know what they like.
But to still like them and love them enough to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe I'm jaded. I think that I have bias. Well, okay, because in the expat society in Japan, we've talked about this before, we're known as being in the cupcake phase, air quotes, because our marriage is so sweet still.
Right.
And all of my clients are just so unhappy in their relationships.
So I think that's a selection problem.
Yeah, that is. Because if you're in therapy, you're usually unhappy.
Yeah.
But even people that have been together for 20 years, it takes work to stay in like with somebody.
Yeah, it does.
And I think that you do the work to stay in like with me. Like, you know all about my dissertation, not because you're editing it, because if I say, hey, babe, can you read these couple of pages, or read them and we talk about them.
Yeah.
Every Sunday we spend talking to each other and getting caught up. It's our commitment day that if we don't have anything, because sometimes we don't have anything to get caught up on.
Yeah.
We talk with our son and get caught up on him. But to carve out a day every week where you sit down and listen to me, that's a lot.
Well, you do it every day for everybody, so I think you deserve a day in return.
Thank you. That's very sweet. And so I know that we welcome, I just want to do a quick side note about Rasta. We welcomed him into the family business, but I wasn't very clear about what he'd be doing. And what Rasta's doing is now Rasta is transcribing, because Chad's AS has gotten so difficult that he can't transcribe. And so Rasta has taken over transcribing. And so we're very fortunate in that way. We hope to one day have enough money to pay for a transcriptionist. But until then, he'll be doing it. And he also is going to be taking over posting the podcast to the website and some of the behind the scenes technical stuff that we were hoping at this point to be able to pay someone to do. And we're just not quite there. So our loving son, who works 2 jobs, is also going to take this on for us. But his loving mother is going to give him time during his, because he's my office manager for the practice. I'm going to try and give him time during office hours to do some of the stuff. So, but that's how he's a part of it. Oh, and he's on the website with a blog.
Yes.
So he's not actually going to be on the mic for this. So tell the people about what your experience of getting here was like. Because I've just been just going on and on, so excited about everything.
My experience of getting here was really nice. So I travel and ride the Shinkansen, the bullet train, a lot more than you do, because I used to come up to Tokyo as often as once a month.
Yeah.
And so we ride Greensha, which Greensha is first class train. And it's an extra $40 a ticket or something. It's not like air travel where it's, you know, triple the price.
Because I needed the outlet for my computer.
Right. So the green car has outlets for computers. It's got slightly wider seats. It's that kind of thing. So it helps me with my navigation because coming down the aisles with my cane and everything. My cane and a suitcase is a little tricky. But we rode the Kodama rather than the Nozomi. So these are different kinds of service. Mm-hmm. The Nozomi is really, really fast, but has few stops. And if you come to Japan and you get a Japan Rail Pass, you're not actually allowed on the Nozomi. As far as I know, that's still the restriction.
We're like a decade out of circulation on a Japan Rail Pass. No, gosh, we're like 15 years circulation on what goes with a Japan Rail Pass. Just full disclaimer, Google it.
Well, but when we booked the trip,
you can only buy rail passes outside of Japan.
Yeah, but when we booked the train tickets, it said not all of these routes are eligible for the Japan Rail Pass. Please check.
Okay.
So that's why I'm thinking there still.
Okay.
But so we rode a slower train, which we normally don't do. And it was nearly empty, which is really nice because ordinarily I'm riding the train at 6:30 in the morning. It's already packed. I'm coming back at 8 at night. It's completely packed. Sometimes even for the green car, there's a 30-minute wait.
Yeah.
So we bought our tickets in advance. Completely relaxed morning. We went to our local station. The trains were running late, so we just caught one that was named an earlier train that got us to Nagoya Station actually earlier than planned.
Yeah.
Had enough time to buy a couple of snacks, hop on our train. The train was 2 hours where you were doing your work. I was texting with friends and reading a book for my friend on Twitter. Well, I met him in person, but he's about to launch his book.
Shout out. You know who you are.
Well, no, this one I'll say because so I'm halfway through the book. And it's called...
So is it okay?
Yeah,
okay, go ahead.
So I'm halfway through the book. It's called Eternal Shadow by Trevor Williams. So if you check it out. Yeah, I'll be posting a review sometime in the next week or so.
Because it's released now to the public.
Not yet.
Okay.
These are advanced readers, so...
Okay.
He's releasing it soon, so probably by the time anybody hears this, my review will be up.
Yeah, and we're so happy for him.
Yeah.
It's been like a two-year journey.
Yeah. So I'm very happy for him. And met him in San Francisco. Super nice guy. And so I would just had a very relaxed time on the train. We got off the train and I had been given instructions when I made the reservation for the bus about how to get to the bus. So in Odawara City, and maybe we'll take a picture of this when we go back, but we didn't coming here. There's a statue of a samurai on a horse. So they said, go out the west exit.
Yeah, it'll with the shirt on is the funny thing.
Yeah.
It's wearing like a jersey.
Yeah, a soccer jersey.
A soccer jersey. So that was hilarious to me, like seeing this really old, ancient, antique statue with the soccer jersey on it.
Yeah, for a team called the Wallabies.
Yeah.
The guys, there's an Australian couple sitting behind us on the bus, and they're saying, why is that samurai wearing a shirt for the Wallabies?
Yeah, I didn't know what team, so I'm glad that you heard that.
Yeah. So, totally fun ride. Great station. The buses were easy to find. They had our name on the list, thankfully.
Yeah.
So, and then we took an almost hour-long bus ride up here, which was nice. It reminded me of when we would go to Felton, and there's a railway that goes through the Redwood Forest.
Yeah.
So, we took that.
Which I've been incredibly homesick for the past 3 or 4 weeks, I want to say.
Yeah, so these are not redwoods. These are not redwood trees.
Just being surrounded by green, I missed that.
Yeah.
Because Nagoya is not green.
No, it's not.
It's a city. It's an Nagoya industrial city.
Yeah. The busiest port in Japan, the most economically productive region in Japan is Aichi, so by population. So it's very much industrial. Love Nagoya, but yeah, it's not a very green city.
Yeah. Love our boring town.
And then when we got off of the bus, the noise of the wind was just
beautiful.
Incredible. Like
a wind song.
Yeah. It was like listening to Nausicaa in the Valley of the Winds.
It really was. If you haven't checked out that movie and you want to get it, like, check it out and you'll be like catching our experience.
Yeah. We haven't seen anything magical yet in the sense of like actually magical.
No, I did when you tapped me on the shoulder and you showed me the Venetian forest.
Oh, yeah.
Of trees.
The glass tree.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was freaking magical. They were glinting. Yes. Like, jeweled. They look bejeweled. And I was like, what am I seeing?
They're literally bejeweled.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
They're made of jewels. They're made of crystal. Crystal,
yeah. Yeah. And so it's just been a lovely day.
It has been. And then when we were on the train, I didn't realize that they used to have a cart person that would come up and down the carts to sell water. So before we got on the train, I only got one bottle of water. And I drank about a bottle of water an hour. I don't know why I'm such a thirsty person. I just am.
When you travel. So at home, you drink from the tap because our tap water is good.
Yeah. But at work, I go through about a bottle of water every 90 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
I drink a bottle of water. And there's because I'm talking so much and I want to stay hydrated.
Right.
So we were on the train and I had finished my water and I was eating salty nuts. And I was just like, okay.
That's not a euphemism.
Because I always get the same thing. I get pretz, which is, they're basically pretzel sticks, the pizza flavor, and mixed nuts.
You get the salad macadamia flavor. So pretz are the...
Is that supposed to be salad?
Yeah, that's... It's
more like tomato flavor to me.
No, the tomato are different. They have a tomato flavor.
I don't like the tomato consomme flavor.
Right. It's salad flavor. So for those of our listeners who are familiar with Pocky, which is big in the U.S., the U.S. imports it now. Pretz are Pocky that are covered in things that are not sweet.
Yeah.
So they're made by the same company. It's the same basic thing, but it's covered in like salty bits or tomato or the salad, which is, I think, salt and parsley and a couple of other spices.
Maybe that's why I associate it with pizza.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it has, like, to me, what I think of as Italian seasonings.
Yeah, it definitely has Italian seasonings on it.
Yeah. And so I had finished my nuts and my water, and I was like, oh, man, I'm just going to have to be thirsty for the next, like, hour. Because at that point, we had
That's what you said left. To me. I guess I'm just going to have to be thirsty for the next hour.
Yeah. And so, like, a baller gangster, you hopped up at the next stop, got off the train, got me a bottle of water, and came back. And I was like, what? What had happened was, what? Because I couldn't imagine, emotionally, I couldn't have done that.
Yeah.
So I was just felt so beloved and cared for. Like,
you felt so beloved. You were like, oh, you got yourself a drink too? Let me have the first drink of that.
I was definitely in the precious zone. And then we were outside standing on the balcony. You were like, this is so magical. And I said, babe, but did you make our dinner reservations? Yes. I am clearly in the precious Christopher zone. Like, I am so precious. You call me precious.
You deserve it.
Thank you so much. So, like, that saying is from a favorite book of ours called Precious Ruby that we used to read to Rasta all the time when he was little. It's one of our favorite books. Ruby did all of this and then would get all kinds of injuries because she couldn't, and everybody called her Precious and she didn't want to be Precious.
It's called Reckless Ruby, the name of the book.
Reckless Ruby. So, yeah, because Rasta was very much Reckless Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he could balance on anything. He never had stitches, never broke a bone, much to everyone's shock.
Well, we were selective about what we let him balance on. Yeah. So you want to walk along that, like, 1 foot tall stone ledge? Yes. Okay. You want to walk along the top of a building? No.
Yeah. I'm very happy that he's not an adrenaline seeker.
Yes.
He doesn't enjoy adrenaline. So what made you pick Hakone?
I picked Hakone because I knew that we wanted to get away somewhere far from civilization.
Yes.
Which we are. Like,
absolutely.
There are people around and there's shops around and things, but it's not the dense urban environment that we're used to.
But they're not around in a way that we experience them. Right. The hotel feels so secluded.
Yeah. I wanted to have a water feature to our trip. So I know that for landscape architecture, water feature means a pond, but we like to take boat rides.
Love them.
So I wanted somewhere we could take a boat ride or see the ocean. Either one would have been okay. Hakone is not on the ocean, so it's boat rides.
Yeah, but which lake is it? Is it near?
I think it's Hakone Lake. I think that's what it's called.
I thought it started with an A. I'm not sure. It's not Biwa, though.
No.
Aaron keeps saying, oh, you're going to Biwa Lake. And I was like...
Biwa is in western Japan between Kyoto and Osaka.
I apologize to everybody that I said yes to because I didn't know which lake we were near.
Oh, okay.
It's just easier, like someone... Because when you're wrapping up the session, you're standing at the front door and they're putting on their shoes because everyone takes off their shoes to come in the office because we're in Japan. And so when they're putting on their shoes, they're like, Biwa Lake, and I can't think of where I'm like, yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Because they don't really care.
No.
I mean, I don't believe that they really care.
Yeah.
And plus, I'll be able to correct it when I go back. I'll be like, oh, my bad.
Yeah. So
at the beginning, I was telling people we're going to Hikone, and then I said Hokone, and it's Hakone. And I think I talked about this on a on a different cast.
Yeah. And so we're going to take a boat ride where we're going to be able to see the south side of Mount Fuji and just enjoy the day. And
I'm interested to see if there is snow because I don't think so this time of year.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It used to be that the peak of Mount Fuji had snow all year round.
But global warming, it's real.
Right, that's why I said
it's a thing, y'all.
I'm not sure.
Deniers come correct. Global warming is real. Ask the polar bears.
Oh, you can't because they're dead.
I'm so bad. I shouldn't laugh at that. I'm just giddy and happy. And you guys already know I laugh at the dark stuff.
Yes.
So we had made a pledge to ourselves that in 2019 that we were going to do less international travel and do more local travel to get to know our country of choice.
Yeah, so 2019 is actually looking like zero international travel and one local trip.
Yeah.
just because of how busy you've been.
Yeah. Because we might be able to squeeze something in December, but I think I'd rather do a staycation.
Yeah.
If I'm honest.
Yeah.
And for me, one long magical trip when I have that, because here it is, we're in September now, and October, November, December, to go on another trip in December, I don't know, that feels kind of premature.
Yeah.
And there was like that Illuminations thing that they were harassing us with on the train.
Oh yeah, tourist event, yeah. That's just a one day thing.
Yeah, but I think instead I'm going to have Rasta do it. So whenever there's something cool or interesting to do in Japan that I don't feel like doing or that I want to know if it's worth doing, I pay for Rasta to go and do it. And he loves it because then he gets his part of dating. He gets a free date, basically.
Yeah.
It's to take whoever he's dating to whatever thing. And so they get some pretty nice dates out of me that way.
Yeah,
because I'm like, this is how much it would cost. Go do it and tell me, is it worth that money?
Yeah.
And I give him the funds for that.
Yeah.
So did you think that Hakone was going to be this beautiful?
I think that I thought it would be this beautiful, but the type of beauty is surprising.
What do you mean by type of beauty? It's majestic.
It is majestic, yes.
Like even the, because I really felt like the bus ride was majestic.
Yeah, the grass was the biggest surprise to me. Just like the amazing grass and the sound of the wind. Like, you know, growing up in Alaska, Fairbanks is in a valley, so there wasn't a lot of wind. But when there was, it was really, really cold.
This breeze is kind of cool. And the humidity, I haven't mentioned, the humidity is so low.
No, the humidity is really high. The humidity is so high that it's condensing into fog.
Really? Is that what's causing the
fog? Yeah, that's what's causing the fog.
I thought it was magic. I thought it was the magic of your heart. So I'm not experiencing the humidity the same way I do in Nagoya.
Correct, because not heat plus humidity.
Okay. So I'm not as sensitive to humidity as I thought?
No, you're not.
Okay. I just feel like it's the brightness. It's overcast.
Yes.
And so we were really excited when we were looking up the weather that it's supposed to be overcast the whole week.
Yes.
I'm super excited. Like, my eyes are the size of saucers right now with the excitement of that. And I even, like, did circles around them with my hands to make them bigger.
Yeah, because it means that you can go out with less damage from lupus and porphyria.
Yeah, without getting triggered into an attack state.
Yeah.
So we think our itinerary so far is we're doing the Crystal Museum and probably Little Prince tomorrow. And then the day after that, we'll probably do the gondola ride.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So I'm terrified of heights, but I've been working to overcome that because there is a ropeway from this really, really beautiful park in Gifu up to Gifu Castle. And I want to be able to ride that.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to go on this gondola ride with you. We did a helicopter ride when we went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And so I love helicopters. But you were sick because of the sulfur smell.
I was. So Gifu is a city that's close to Nagoya. So that's a different trip, but...
Yeah, that's a day trip.
Yeah, it's about 30 minutes
to
Gifu.
And so I want to do the gondola ride as like a thank you and also to face my fear of heights because I believe it's safe.
Yeah.
And I hope nobody's an ass and rocks it. I hope doing it in Japan, everybody's calm and they sit down and they're mature.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen any teenagers or young people. This seems like a really mature part of Japan. Not to be ageist. I know maturity is a state of mind, not an age.
Well, I think it's not a very active part. There were no arcades or anything around. Mm. So I think it's a more traditional. It's hot springs, which is an older activity mostly.
Yeah.
So I think there's probably a few teenagers here, but it's not, you know, a Palm Beach or, you know, that kind of vacation getaway where you know, go to the beach and get wild because there's no beaches. It's not the ocean. So
thinking about it, we'll probably do Crystal one day, Little Prince one day, gondola one day, boat one day.
Yeah, probably.
And then there was something else that we were thinking of doing. I can't remember what. We might just have one day that's a lie-in for us where we just luxuriate.
We might.
And just lean in to being together. But I am starving. Like, I don't know what it is about the podcast. I think, like, as soon as we get on the mic, I get so hungry. And I'm just like, I am so hungry. I just want food. When are you going to feed me? Poor little orphan Christopher. Can't get no food.
And we had dinner reservations, so.
Yeah. So thank you so much for tuning in. And for everybody that's on the pre-listen, they pre-listened. We're going to figure out something special for you guys. Don't know what it is, but we'll do something. And thank you so much for listening. And please check out our Instagram. And be sure to listen next week. I have no idea what we'll be talking about. But
yeah, something.
It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. So thank you guys for listening. And we hope you tune in next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. You can keep the conversation going on our website at themusicsinjapan.com. That's the music spelled M-U-S-I-C-K-S. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We're at The Musics on both.
And if you'd like to support us, please visit our website to sign up for our newsletter, join a Patreon tier, or send us a one-time donation through PayPal or Ko-fi. We hope you'll listen again next week.
Bye.